Hare Krishna. So this evening is the Adivas ceremony of Govardhan Puja. Because the evening before, we are beginning our Sankalpa. The evening before the actual celebration, we begin our Sankalpa. That means our meditation of what we are trying to achieve through Govardhan Puja. Good stuff. So Govardhan Puja is a festival which was started by Krishna himself. And it is the only festival that we observe where there's no fasting. Somehow or other, when Krishna himself does a festival, he celebrates it in a very merciful way. At the time, Nanda Maharaj, in the same village where the Yajnik Brahmanas were living, we remember that Krishna and Balaram once were hungry and these Brahmanas were doing this sacrifice and they went begging but the Brahmanas wouldn't give, and then later Krishna, the coward boys went to beg, nothing came back, and then Krishna said, go to the wives of the Brahmanas. And they gave. And why did they give? Why did they give? They gave because they used to buy milk from the gopis. So by the association of the devotees, they had become purified. And therefore they had accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord in their heart. And they did not care. They did not care about any dangers. Kamsa, of course, was a constant threat. But they didn't care. They somehow or other managed to bring many foodstuffs to Krishna. So in that same village, Nanda Maharaj was making an arrangement. Nanda Maharaj was making an arrangement for a big sacrifice. So Krishna was saying, what are we doing? What is this sacrifice we are performing now? What is this sacrifice we are performing here in this, what arrangement are we making? And of course, Krishna knew, he knows everything. It is said Krishna is Sarvadarshan. Sarvadarshan means he knows the present, he knows the past, he knows the future, he knows everything. So Krishna knew very well what was about to happen, but he was inquiring. And he said to Nanda Maharaj, he said, oh my dear Nanda Maharaj, please tell me what you are doing now. And Nanda Maharaj did not reply, and just they kept on going. And Krishna started to speak and said, you should not hide it from me. He says, because saintly persons, they don't have any secrets. They can just share their hearts. Yeah? And then especially with those who are close to them. So in this way, Krishna was speaking. And Nanda Maharaj was saying, oh, yes, we are making this sacrifice in honor of Lord Indra because we are cowherd men and we are keeping cows and we're doing agriculture and all that depends on rain. So Indra is sending us rain and therefore we are worshipping Indra. And Krishna said, oh, is it a tradition or is it something that has been going on for a long time or is it an injunction from scripture? And Nanda Maharaj was sort of saying,
But yes, well,
yes, it's been going on for a very long time, and everyone is doing it, and so it was clear, a tradition. And then Krishna started to argue further. And Krishna said, he said that actually, everything in this world simply depends on karma. He said, so according to our karma, we receive a good crop in the field, another time, not good. According to karma, everyone is getting gain and loss. And the forces of nature, they simply are also acting under karma. And when it rains, simply the motive passion is creating this, the rain to come. So it comes on its own accord, and really the demigods have nothing to do with this, Krishna was explaining. Since like Indra simply has the reward according to the karma. Therefore, everything depends on karma, Krishna said. And simply the law of karma is controlling all the affairs in the universe, and therefore no one can really change destiny. So there's no point in making this sacrifice to Indra. But actually, if we see Govardhan Hill, we are here in Vrindavan, and the hills and the valleys, they are providing us nice grasses for our cows. Therefore, especially Govardhan Hill, which is so prominent, therefore we should especially worship Govardhan Hill. And so Krishna started. He said, you know, we just take all the things that we organized for Indra and we just offer them to Govardhan Hill. So Nanda Maharaj said, no, Krishna will make a separate yajna for Govardhan also. But now let us do this yajna for Indra. But Krishna kept on arguing, and finally all the residents of Vrindavan agreed. Of course, Krishna's philosophy was not completely correct, because not everything in this universe just depends on karma alone. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always above karma and not bound by karma. And in that way, it is not that karma rules supreme. This is karma mimamsa philosophy, and that is not correct. But somehow or other Krishna was speaking that philosophy, and because Nanda Maharaj was a farmer, really, a Vaishya, he was not a philosopher, and it sounded very complicated, and his mind was just spinning, and yes, whatever it must be, sounds very deep. So, somehow or other, that sacrifice was performed for the pleasure of Govardhan. And Indra, of course, became greatly disturbed. Indra, therefore, called for he decided to not only teach Krishna, but also these residents of Vrindavan a lesson. Because, after all, the adults, they were more responsible than the children. They listened to the nonsense of some boy. Now that boy was obnoxious and proud. Yeah? And really, but that the adults listened to the child and then stopped Indra's sacrifice, then Indra would show something. And he arranged for these clouds, which are reserved for the dissolution of the universe, for the total inundation, Samvartika. And these clouds, these Samvartika clouds, when they start raining, the rain is as thick as tides, right? It pours down, and within no time, everything in Vrindavan began to flood. It is then that everyone turned to Krishna for shelter. And it is then that Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days. That, of course, That pastime is very significant to us. Especially when we go back a little earlier to when the sacrifice was going on, there was that moment where a huge form appeared from Govardhan Hill that began to eat all the offerings that were being made. And that was calling out, Anyur, Anyur, what else? What else you have? Bring more. So that form of Govardhan is none different from Krishna himself. Govardhan is Krishna, simply appearing in another form. Appearing in the form of a servant. It says Haridasa Varya. He is the best of all servants of the Lord. So when the Lord serves the Lord, then he's the best servant. So Govardhan makes so many arrangements with his... Jiva Goswami describes Govardhan and says that Govardhan is not made of stones. I have seen that the devotees in the temple have been working very hard to make imitation rocks. Right? And I guess tomorrow they're gonna build a big hill. I think so. It looks like that. I've been looking inside a few times and see these brownish rocks and so on. And I think they have a plan to make Govardhan. But let me tell you the truth. Govardhan is not made of rocks. Govardhan is made of jewels. Not little jewels. Entirely big jeweled slabs, it is said. Slabs, big jewel slabs. Of course, who can see? Not everyone can see Govardhan in this way. But Jiva Goswami describes Govardhan in that way. We, of course, we don't see. But even the rocks that we see, they are amazing and transcendental. When we are in Vrindavan and we are circumambulating Govardhan Hill, then we are seeing the brownish purple rocks piled up. In the rainy season, sometimes Govardhan looks blue because the sky and the rain clouds change the color of Govardhan. Then there is so much grass, and we see the Nilgai or the jungly guy, the blue cow. When we go to Govardhan, one can start the parikrama of Govardhan in different places. Most local people start at Manasi Ganga. Mostly they start at Manasi Ganga. And there, the boat pastimes of Krishna were going on. So not only are we commemorating Govardhan Hill, but around Govardhan Hill, there are many, many pastimes. In Manasi Ganga, Krishna was disguised as a boatman to take the gopis across with their milk products. And when they were in the middle of the water, the boatman became very tired. And he said, oh, I cannot row anymore. And they said, no, what is this? We have to go to the other side. He said, no, no, I'm so tired. I have no more energy. Said, no, but you have to row. He said, I'm hungry, what to do? I'm getting weak, I have to eat something. So, all right, they gave him something. Something to eat. And then there was a huge storm. And in this storm, it looked really, really bad. And water started to come into the boat. And Krishna said that they had to put all their things overboard So all their pots, everything, they had to put over there. Anyway, Krishna in this way was harassing them. But eventually they found out that the boatman had a flute, and they realized that it was Krishna all along. So in this way, many pastime places are there. When we walk further along the hill, we just pass that place, Anyur, that place where Giriraj was asking for more. And when we walk still further, then we are coming to Kushum Sarovar, where the gopis used to daily come. Daily, and where they would collect flowers, and Srimati Radharani would make daily a Vaijayanti garland. The Vaijayanti garland is made with 5 different kinds of flowers, and it is a very long garland below Krishna's knees. And Srimati Radharani makes that garland every day for Krishna. And in this way, Kushum Sarovar is remembered, and that is the place where Uddhava came. Uddhava came to Vrindavan as a messenger of Krishna. Krishna was on the roof of his palace and looking in the direction of Vrindavan, and Krishna was thinking, who can I send? Who can I send? Who is a suitable messenger to go to Vrindavan? He could not think of anyone. And he was just going, who can go? Who can go? And suddenly he realized, why didn't I think before about Uddhava? Uddhava, he is perfect. Who could be better than Uddhava? Because Uddhava is the disciple of Brihaspati. Chuk chuk chuk, hey, chuk chuk. Uddhava is the disciple of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. And therefore, you can imagine, the spiritual master of the demigods is very learned. Very learned. He knows so many verses and so on. Therefore, Uddhava is extremely learned. So, okay, he was a good messenger to present, to present Krishna conscious philosophy to the residents of Vrindavan. Another good reason for Uddhava to go was that he looked exactly like Krishna, or very similar to Krishna. He was his cousin, and his appearance was very close to Krishna. So anyway, Uddhava was chosen to go there as the messenger. And when Uddhava came, and then what happened was that he saw that these residents of Vrindavan had more devotion than him. And he was so deeply affected by that he desired to just be a blade of grass so that the residents of Vrindavan could step on his head. So we can go to that place and pray to Uddhava that we may also get the mercy of the dust of the residents of Vrindavan on our head. If we walk just slightly further beyond Kushum Sarovar, then we come on the left side, there is Narada Kund. And Narada Kund is the place where Narada Muni performed austerities to obtain the form of a gopi so that he could also enter into the pastimes of Krishna along with his gopis. So Narada performed austerity for a long time. And then finally, Narada was directed to take a bath in Kusum Sarovar, which he did, and then transformed into a gopi, and then witnessed all the intimate pastimes of Krishna. And after that, Narada was instructed by Krishna to stay in Vrindavan, and Krishna told him to stay in Vrindavan and write the Bhakti Sutras. So the Bhakti Sutras of Narada are greatly inspired by the pure devotional service of Vrindavan. And then Narada, he returned to his original form and started to work on the Bhakti Sutras and stayed in Vrindavan until they were finished. So in this way we can continue. And just not so far, a little further from there, we can go to Ratnakund. And Ratnakund, we remember that once when Krishna performed pastimes along with the gopis, and that at one point, when the gopis were for a moment separated, then Sankasura came and he tried to kidnap them, to drive the girls away, and take them along. Krishna then chased him and killed him right there at that place at Ratnakund. There's also swing pastimes been going on there on a jeweled swing. Where Radha and Krishna perform swing pastimes. In this way, we can make our Govardhan Parikrama and see that many of Krishna's pastimes are taking place around Govardhan. If we go a little further, now we have to walk a bit, but after a nice walk, Govardhan is gradually becoming taller. There's a portion of Govardhan, the circumference of Govardhan is 23 kilometers. But a portion of Govardhan is underground. Govardhan is not fully above ground. So near Kusum Sarovar, Govardhan is not really above ground. But if you go a little further at Ratnakund, Govardhan comes above ground. And when we come still further, we come to Govindakund, and there Govardhan is getting quite high. And Govindakund is, of course, a significant place, because what happened was, after Krishna had put down Govardhan Hill, and after Krishna, he went to see the damage that Indra had done. Because when Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and Indra's rain had no effect, then Indra was still extremely angry. So what Indra had done, riding on Airavata, with his thunderbolt, he had just thrown the thunderbolt on Govardhan's back, right? And pieces had broken off and so on. So later, when Krishna put Govardhan back down, then Krishna went to look and went to inspect what the damage was that Indra had done. And at that time, Indra came. And Krishna saw Indra. And Krishna was shaking his head. He said, "Indra, how could you do such a thing? Indra, how could you do such a thing? You're supposed to be my devotee. You're supposed to be my devotee, and you did this." Indra said, "Well, I was proud." Krishna said, "Yes, but A devotee is supposed to control pride with intelligence, Indra. You should have controlled your pride with intelligence. Indra said, I got angry and then I lost my intelligence. Krishna was not impressed. So then Lord Brahma advised Indra that since Krishna was very inclined towards the cows, that he should take Surabhi, who is the Kamadenu, the wish-fulfilling cow from the heavenly regions. So Indra did that and put Surabhi in front. Of course, then Surabhi took advantage. Indra came with Airavata behind Surabhi. And Surabhi began to speak and came to Krishna. And Surabhi began to glorify Krishna. And said that actually, Indra is meant to be the protector of the entire universe. Therefore, O Krishna, you are the real Indra. You are the real Indra because you are the real protector of the universe. And therefore, Surabhi began a ceremony of inaugurating Krishna as the real Indra. And when we are establishing a king, then there is a ritual bathing. Right? So Surabhi began to bathe Krishna with milk. And then, because Indra had to cooperate, he arranged that Airavata was also bathing Krishna with water from the Akash Ganga. So in this way, Indra had to also establish Krishna as the real Indra, so that hurt. Anyway, the water of that milk and the water of that Akash Ganga, that formed Govindakund. So Govindakund is a very nice place. A very nice place. And then while all this was going on, some apsaras came as well from the heavenly planets. And usually these apsaras, they're dancing for Indra. But now to make the ceremony complete, they were dancing for Krishna. So it really hurt Indra. It really. And that is Apsara Kund. So you don't have to walk far from Govinda Kund and you come to Apsara Kund. When you are just at Apsara Kund, you walk a little bit further and then you see at the side of Govardhan is where people are making houses. They take some of the stones, of the shilas, and they make a little house, praying for residents at Govardhan. So anyone who wants some residence can also try. Also, in the middle of that place, there, you find the samadhi of a very great devotee named Tribhuvanath Prabhu. Tribhuvanath Prabhu was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who was an incredible preacher. I mean, extraordinary. Tribhuvanath, somehow or other, he was the first temple president in the UK. And Tribhuvanath was very courageous and very eager to give Krishna consciousness to anyone. He had no fear. He would approach anyone. For example, Tribhuvanath, he preached in Srila Prabhupada's time. He went to the Middle East, to Lebanon, and with a book distribution party, he went to preach in Lebanon. And it wasn't easy. We heard some accounts of some of the devotees who were there, and they said it was really intense. One of the devotees who went is now Bhakti Vaibhav Swami, and he said he went into the shop, and one man said, get out of here, we will kill you. Right? Because Muslims. And then they went into a building, they came out of the building, and there was an explosion afterwards. The whole building blew up. So it was very dangerous. But Tribhuvanath did not stop. he would just continue his book distribution. Later, he preached in Africa widely, sometimes in very difficult situations. And sometimes we find people who are very strong Christians, and they were sometimes they were violently attacking the devotees. Once they had to just break down the stage. They had made a stage, they had a bus, they had to break it down and just get out of there. It was heavy. It was not so easy. But nothing could stop him. Nothing. And he was so eager to give that mercy, Srila Prabhupada. So don't forget, when you do Govardhan Parikrama, and that after Govinda Kundan Apsara Kund, you offer obeisances to Trigovanath Samadhi, because he's a very close, intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. And by bowing down there, we'll get so much mercy. We can go still further around Govardhan. At the very tip of Govardhan, there is Punchari. And at Punchari, there is Lota Baba. He was a friend of Krishna. He was in Sakyaras. And Krishna told him that he was just going to look for some calf and that he would be back soon. But he never came back. So Lota Baba is still sitting there. You can see the deity waiting for Krishna to come. It is said that Govardhan is in the shape of a peacock. Govardhan is in the shape of a peacock. Right. And then, so at Punchari is the tail, the tip of the tail. And then we go around. And not so far from Punchari, when we go a little further, then we get a very nice place, which is known as Surabhi Kund. Surabhi Kund, it's quite a nice kund. It is very peaceful there. It is a good place to go. I'm going there this year now, in a few days. I'm going to Vrindavan, and I'll take the devotees to Surabhi Kund, because it's such a nice place. Nice big kund, clean, and good place to spend some time and discuss about Krishna. So in this way, we can do our Govardhan Parikrama. We can go a little further to Jatipur. And there is the tongue of Govardhan in Jatipur. And therefore the residents of Vrindavan, Mukaravinda is there. And therefore the residents of Vrindavan are constantly pouring milk on the tongue of Govardhan. So when you are approaching Jatipur, you know you're getting close, because you see a nali full with whitish milk and water coming down. Oh, Jatipur is now coming. So like this. Then we go further and we come. We come to Udavakund, just at the other side of Kusumsaravar. On the other side of the hill is Kusumsaravar, and on that side is Udavakund, the place. And we remember more about Udava. Udava was an outsider in Vrindavan, and he went to Vrindavan to learn from the residents of Vrindavan. We are also outsiders, so we go behind Udava. And in this way, we also enter into Vrindavan. So we pray to Udava for entrance into Vrindavan. And finally, we end our parikrama with Radhakund and Shyamakund, which are the two eyes of the peacock. And in this way, we have just shortly completed our Govardhan Parikrama this evening. So that is very good. Get many benefits. One is you'll be protected from snakes, that's always useful. The other one is that Govardhan is Krishna. And by circumambulating Krishna, we are developing our love for Krishna. So our mental and verbal Govardhan Parikrama is aimed to awaken our eagerness to worship Krishna in that form, to approach that merciful form of Krishna as so many great devotees did. And then finally, when we come to Radhakund, we come to the most sacred place in the entire universe, because Radhakund is made of the love of Radha and Krishna. And there, that is the place for pure devotional service. So we are not so qualified. And so Srila Prabhupada said, let us just offer our obeisances and put the water on our head, and pray for the mercy. So in this way, again and again, we wish to do that Govardhan Parikrama. Sanatana Goswami would do the Govardhan Parikrama every day. Every day. So that's a serious walk every day, 23 kilometers. And that's all. We should also, when we can, if possible, do that Parikrama, 23 kilometers. Now, some of us, 23 kilometers is a bit far. Not everyone can make 23 kilometers. And that without shoes. It can be austere. There are thorns and sharp stones. And it's, without shoes. Bappy. That's not so easy. That's intense. So, yes. But we are simply praying that we may get the mercy, so somehow or other, we are completing this parikrama. But now we have the good fortune that tomorrow Govardhan will also appear in Nalar, and in the form probably of halva and some other things, lakes of sweet rice, and then trees of cauliflower pakoras, and I've heard that there will be rocks of simply wonderfuls, and also blocks of ladu, and many other preparations I heard. And the thing is, that when we circumambulate that Govardhan hill, it's the same. Krishna manifests within that hill. Some people think, but we should put the Shila on top. No? No, not really. You can do if you like, but it's not needed. Because Krishna is already manifesting himself in the Anakut. The Anakut, Krishna is fully manifesting in that hill. And it's totally transcendental. So, in that way, by circumambulating our Anakut, our hills made of various grains and sugar and all kinds of things, we're getting the same benefit. So I'm sure it will be crowded tomorrow. Big crowd will come. And somehow or other, he's circumambulating it here. I will also have a small Govardhan Puja in the morning, because I have my own Shiladi every year do something, and I have to offer him something on this and that day. So we will make some offering. So in this way, a very auspicious day tomorrow. And let us now meditate what we want to achieve on this day. The Adivas, the evening before, is there to prepare us for the festival, so that we're not just an automatic pilot, and we just walk into the door, and zombie around the hills, the Itasam Prasad, and then we go, it was nice, but very big crowd. No, we should go there with a prayer in mind tomorrow, and pray to Krishna in that merciful form of Govardhan for shelter. You see, the interesting thing is that when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, that all the residents of Vrindavan, all of them, including all their animals, it is described that Krishna has unlimited cowherd boyfriends, and that each of these cowherd boyfriends has unlimited calves. So I don't know if you can calculate, but unlimited cowherd boyfriends having unlimited calves, that's quite a lot. And if that has to fit under one hill, even a big one, that's something extraordinary. How was it possible that all these personalities could fit? Somehow or another they did, by Krishna's mercy. Therefore, Govardhan Hill is an emblem of Krishna's mercy, where everyone finds shelter. Everyone finds shelter under Krishna's mercy. In this way, we can pray for shelter. We can pray for that mercy. We can pray that Krishna may give us shelter. In this way, we can have our sankalpa and fix our mind the evening before Govardhan Puja, so that tomorrow we know exactly what we want. We want that mercy. We want shelter of Govardhan. Oh yes, we do. And we want that prasad also. Oh yes, we do. So thank you so much for coming this evening and being with us. Tomorrow, I will lead to kirtan in the evening, and then the next morning, very early, I will go to Vrindavan, so you will not see me then. So in a way, this is the last time I have to talk to you, and so I'm sort of saying goodbye. I have some books and some CDs that I brought for all of you, and some of you may not have yet gotten them. They're there next to the door on the table, and the thing is, we're not selling them. Right? There's no. You just give what you can, or give what you like. Anything small or big is both good, you know, as you like, whatever. But the thing is this, is like, I don't make these CDs and books as a business, but more as a way to stay in your house while I'm gone, or in your car, right? Because people always tell me, I always listen to your CD. Huh? Like, I have here my fan club. Yeah, I know her name, Arad. She's part of the fan club. And she likes